Let's talk a little bit about what this bill does not do. It does not provide necessary planning for family planning resources in line with CDC recommendations. It does not give money to the providers best suited to help fight the Zika virus. It does not expand the base of providers willing to help like a previous bipartisan compromise did. And it does not put the health of women and children first by making family planning and condoms as widely available as possible to prevent what is now also a sexually transmitted disease.